Hey everybody, on this episode of the podcast, we discuss the rise of Skywalker, the conclusion to the Skywalker saga, all things Star Wars, every one of those movies, and we rank them, so we hope you enjoy it. Thanks everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry, did I break your concentration?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, what would happen if your mobile phone killed you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
I would rather watch Beautician and the Beast.
It's a metaphor for a crap movie.
Who the hell are we to determine the next course of evolution for this people?
People don't forget.
And here we go.
We are movie reviews.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up out there, everybody? How's
Hi.
It going, bud?
We're back.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I thought...
Since October.
Yeah, depression.
It is a motherfucker, isn't it?
Yeah.
But guess what? This is our 10th episode.
Our 10th episode?
It's a big one to do.
Episode 9.
We are episode 10.
Wow, what a coincidence.
So, we're going to talk about some Star Wars.
Are we?
Yes, we are.
Was there a movie that came out recently?
Very recently.
Wow.
So,
it's the one with the little green guy, right?
Yoda. From Attack of the Clones. Yeah, so newest movie came out. We are still cursed, it seems like.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny. We've had a kind of a hiatus, and I think a lot of that is that we've seen movies. We've continued to see movies, but it's just been bad, and I really haven't wanted to bring my life down and spend 6 hours a week talking about the shit that we've seen. And I thought maybe, just maybe, that we'd get one here, but it
JJ
wasn't.
J.J. Abrams, you son of a bee.
You son of a gun.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm actually, you know, it's funny. I sent you those reviews. I'm glad that I saw them because I think my, you know, excitement was very, very high. So I was like, all right, curb your expectations a little bit, but it was worse than I could have imagined.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah. Which is so funny because watching it, I thought for sure you were going to love it.
Yeah.
Just because it was like so much fan service, and usually you're all about that.
So the Rise of Skywalker, no one knew what that meant. I still don't. But yeah, episode 9, J.J. Abrams came back after The Force Awakens. Great first hour. Horrible second hour.
For The Force Awakens.
For The Force
Not
Awakens.
For this movie.
This movie has a little bit of good, but a lot of bad, too.
For sure.
They let you have it right away, but overall, just...
First of all, I think it's safe to say, like, if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it, God bless you, you're one of the lucky ones, but don't listen to it if you're, like, going to be annoyed by spoilers. There's really
no spoiler here.
I think we should just dive into it all, honestly. It's the 9th movie.
Let's talk about the first 5 minutes.
Yeah,
My worst fear come to life. We talked about this for weeks.
Weeks. We've been talking about this for months.
We knew that Emperor Palpatine was coming back for this movie in some way.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, he died, so he must be a Force ghost, just like Yoda and Obi-Wan and all these guys.
And I told you that he was going to be alive. I did. I tried.
You warned me a lot.
I did. I literally wrote it on the wall. Like, you wake up, you know, and be like, oh, look, Palpatine's alive. I couldn't. Honestly, the reason I did it, though, is so that you didn't kill yourself in the theater. And I think that I did a great job because you're still here.
I am still here. I thought about it hard as soon as the movie kicked off.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
He's been busy too.
I
don't know how, but he's certainly been doing some stuff in a place no one can get in or out of.
Exegol. Akmina.
But... He seems to be pretty easily found once someone finds, like, the way.
Yeah, apparently.
Very quickly did two people find him.
But. Yeah, so one cool little thing was that Kylo Ren, you know, retrieved the Wayfinder.
The homing beacon?
The Wayfinder is what they call it.
Oh, okay.
That was from the lava planet. Darth Vader's, what's that planet called from the third one?
Oh, yeah.
Where they have
Mustafar.
Mustafar, yeah. So that's where that was, and...
course it was.
He took it from his castle, from Vader's like castle while he was there. What a cool opportunity to have like an awesome opening 15-minute sort of battle scene or something. But no, it was a 26-second flash.
We find out quickly that Emperor Palpatine has been pulling the strings of Kylo Ren from the beginning.
Of course.
There's been no one else. Snoke was basically a creature made in a lab, and there's a lot of them. But just a rough start to the whole movie.
It reminded me of so many movies where like they try to be like, yeah, like this has been the plan all along, like when we clearly knew that this was not the plan.
No, there's too much that was disconnected from Force Awakens Episode 7 till now, because there was different directors, because there was different writers. They got way off track, and they tried to stuff so much stuff into this this movie is like Game of Thrones Part 2. Game of Thrones Season 8 Part 2.
It's really, and that's the funniest thing, this movie reminded me so much of the last season of Game of Thrones, with like random fan service, random people dying, random people kind of being on top at the end. It was very, very similar. Not as terrible. Game of Thrones was not as terrible as Star Wars. Because it did have a couple great episodes, I thought.
Yeah, a couple
great moments. But all in all, very, very similar. But yeah, man, it was just nonstop. What the hell is going on in this movie? Very, very frustrating. It reminded me of It Chapter 2.
Exactly. I honestly thought that Palpatine was going to be a spider, just like It in Chapter 2. Scorpion King.
I think it
coming back to haunt me.
I think it would have been a funnier ending.
But no, just the whole thing didn't flow. And everything that happened, you thought was like a permanent end. Nothing had any consequence.
Yeah, it kind of just went from scene to scene. And listen, like watching it, my emotions were high, like as far as, you know, these are characters that you do care about, so no matter what, they have like that built-in trust.
Yeah.
But immediately when Chewie was alive, they lost like my trust for the rest of the movie. And I already knew, as far as like Rey's new power to heal, that was clearly just going to be used as a plot device.
Yeah.
And it was going to be in there to make sure that whatever happened could be taken back immediately, which is, you know, it's funny that they decided to do like so many fake outs, because right when C-3PO said after Chewie, they still were claiming Chewie was dead,
right,
even though we already knew he was alive.
Yeah.
That C-3PO was like saying bye to his friends. I was like, they're just really just pulling, you know, tear jerking over here.
Yeah, even he came back.
No consequence. Yeah, no consequence. Nothing happened.
I would have liked this. A friend of ours said he likes his Star Wars to be darker.
Yeah.
And on this, I don't think it would have been necessarily dark to have Chewie die. I mean, he's been in all of the movies.
His time has come.
Han Solo, he died in the first one.
But he comes back
in this one.
Like Rey killing Chewie?
Yeah.
Crazy moment.
Would have been amazing.
Yeah. Would have turned
I really movie. Thought that he, that she did.
I did not.
I no?
Did not. No.
You saw right through
it. Well, no. I mean, I hate when this happens, but we already knew that Lando and Chewie were going to be flying the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why I hate trailers. God. It's like, it's a little bit ridiculous. But all right, so instead of bitching and moaning, talk about a couple things we did like. The acting, for the most part, was good. The new act, I will say, it's so funny. Like, if you could have had these actors in the prequels,
oh, amazing.
The prequels would have been the best by far.
Yeah.
Because, like, the dialogue is just as bad in these movies, if not worse, in some cases.
Well, when you have 10 writers, it tends to get that way.
For sure. But, I mean, Natalie Portman could only do so much, obviously, but I really do think you surround 4 or 5 really good actors on the screenplay, it makes a huge difference.
Which they
do, like, keep the movie afloat. I'll say, like, mm-hmm. there was a point about halfway through where, like, I didn't completely hate it. I was, like, annoyed.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably the biggest emotion I would get out of the whole movie is the annoyance of, like, okay, they did it and they had to do this.
But yeah.
They could have done a lot of better things. It's more like how we wanted The Last Jedi to end differently.
Sure.
It didn't, but this one we wanted to have so many different things happen.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, I'll never forget. I thought I actually enjoyed The Last Jedi until the last 15 minutes, and I just was like so... Like,
no, if you rewatch it, it's amazing up until the last battle.
But it's amazing. And it's still, I'll tell you what, like rewatching it, it's still a struggle. Those last 15, 20 minutes like really drag the movie.
Yeah.
Like it ends on such a poor note that like, again, I had that same feeling of like, oh man, like the battle is incredible leading up to it. But yeah, the last 15 minutes is rough.
Yeah.
But with this one... You know, the turning point for me. So back to stuff we like.
Acting, yes, acting is good. I agree. Like Adam Driver is a killer.
He's great. Yeah,
hopefully an Oscar winner one day.
Yeah, a couple little touches. I did like the scene with him and Han Solo. I like that the dialogue was the same from Force Awakens. I thought he did a really good job of delivering that moment. I'm surprised they like had it happen so early there, and then he like. Disappeared. No, right. Like he had no ship. No one knows how he got back to Exegol. I did think it was funny. Like he came back and he like didn't have any of his clothes. He was just like in a thermal.
He shed the whole identity.
I did really like that. You know, when he became Ben Solo, he had a lot more characteristics of Han Solo, which was cool. The no look shot by him. Him using the blaster mostly was a really unintentional knight's touch, maybe. Like I've heard no one talk about it, so I think it was more so.
I think it was a good ode to Han. Yeah,
Adam. I think Adam Driver does some subtle things there. He's probably my favorite part of the movie. He's barely in it.
Yeah. Too. Right.
The majority of the movie is just them going around looking for stuff that doesn't matter to extend the plot, which is it's just a shame.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's pretty much all I liked about it. Were those two moments. I like the, you know, Rey, the scavenger parts of the Death Star, you know, because they did, like, that was an earned moment. I'm like, okay, well, that makes sense that she'd be able to navigate that, right?
Right.
So that was cool. I hated her fighting herself or whatever that was.
I mean, that went back to Luke, and Luke did that in Empire Strikes Back.
But it was so much more obviously a vision.
Yeah.
When Luke, like, his head came off and, like...
I don't know. I kind of like... I mean, some of the action is good. It's very funny that the ending was pantomime to another movie we saw this year.
Avengers.
Called The Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
It's basically the same exact thing, right?
It was the exact same thing. The only difference is the Avengers earned... that moment and that was one of like the best moments in that whole movie with like every character that was coming through to help out at the end was like important and you cared about them. This was just like a bunch of CGI ships. There was no, crazy enough, is they didn't really even show in the ships of like, because they couldn't. No. I mean, there was no characters left,
right?
Like everyone was already involved. I hated that, you know, in The Last Jedi, Leia couldn't get anyone to come help her out, but Lando and Chewie
get everybody,
literally everyone. And they did nothing.
Right.
They had one ship to destroy, and it took them a very long time to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Also stupid. So they introduced the new horses. They had the horses in The Last Jedi. I assumed that would come back into the fold because he was riding. Like, they acted like he had never rid a horse before. Like,
oh, yeah. No,
but he did. Like, he rode it in the last movie. I was so confused.
It was a different animal, but very similar.
Okay.
Yeah. Horse-like creatures.
it seemed like
anything that was unnatural.
It just seemed like another knock on Abrams trying to act like The Last Jedi never happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is, let's talk about that. That, to me, seemed like that was the first hour of the movie, was just determined to make sure that everything... that anyone could have not liked with The Last Jedi, like, he just changed, which I thought really hurt the pace of the movie.
I think it backfired completely.
It ruined
because
it.
I think The Last Jedi is a lot better after this movie. It's like better.
It's now a standalone movie.
Basically.
Yeah.
But they return to everything that was trying to happen in Force Awakens. It just skips an entire series of time that you just can't get back. It's just very disappointing.
Yeah, no, I was pretty upset about the whole thing, especially just Mark Hamill, to me, the best actor of the originals. Like, it's not even close. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, Harrison Ford, obviously.
Yeah, but he's good.
He died in the Force Awakens. But, like, they barely used Mark Hamill. He was barely in Force... He wasn't in Force Awakens. He didn't say a word.
Right.
He obviously dies in Last Jedi, which is fine. He had that one scene in this movie, which was basically just him taking back everything he said in the last one. I don't know, man.
Yeah, he was supposed to be Yoda in Last Jedi, and then he becomes just... Yeah, let's bring the Jedi back. You're supposed to go do this. You're supposed to go win. The Emperor can't win. Da 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 da. It's like same old thing.
Yeah, even in this movie, the action scenes didn't do it for me. A lot of the lightsaber fights were like just based off of gimmicks. Like one, they were fighting each other and they weren't even in the same room, which is like, okay, we're introducing that in the ninth movie, which I just didn't really.
How is that possible?
Like you know that there's nothing that's gonna happen when they're fighting, so it's like why even bother?
Yeah, they had like three fights and they were all.
Like, they seem dumb for, like, fighting and not in the same location. But
I would say the biggest disappointment as far as the fight game is the Knights of Ren.
Oh, my God.
We finally see them. All look, we're walking. They like, find everywhere they go. They're there. They're able to find them, but they don't do anything.
Did you hear the worst line in the entire movie?
Sure I did.
When the Knights of Ren walk by the stormtroopers and they're like, whoa. There's the Knights of Ren. The one guy goes, goals. That's all he said.
Stop it.
Yeah. That's in the movie.
Okay, so it's 2019 that this happened?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was like, hashtag goals or something like that.
Well, on my next viewing, which might not be forever.
The best part is the only reason they had to say this is the Knights of Ren is because we don't know that.
No one knows what they look like. Yeah. They're in Force Awakens in the dark for about 1 second. If they had a fight scene at the end or it was them against something, would have loved to like set it up as like Palpatine and the Knights of Ren against Rey and Ben Solo, like,
or no Palpatine.
Epic. Yeah, I mean, obviously Palpatine died in Return of the Jedi, so like he's moot. But that's the thing. Like, if he was a ghost, we see Luke in this movie as a ghost.
Yeah.
He raises an X-Wing out of the water. So obviously they're powerful. Yeah. We saw what Yoda did in Last Jedi. Sends a lightning bolt down. Like,
I mean,
the Emperor could have still done all of this.
They did establish as a ghost. That Sith cannot be ghosts, but they can like possess artifacts. So they could have had it that he was like possessing something. Vader's helmet and then just had him talk. He didn't have to even physically appear.
Yeah.
I
am glad they didn't do Scorpion King, though. I'll keep going back to that. It was just so...
Okay, so last thing on the Emperor that just had me dying of laughter. So one, like when we see him, he is not burnt. He's not the burnt Emperor that we saw in Return of the Jedi. Like his face is not burnt in the beginning of the movie. It's old. And his eyes are back. When he steals the power from Rey and Ben Solo... He gets the scars back on his face.
He turns back into what Mace Windu did to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Not only that, his clothes go from a black robe to a black...
The Chancellor's robe?
No, it was a black and red trim with a Darth Vader...
So yeah, it was the... Okay.
He had a Darth
with
Vader
the belt. Where'd the belt come from? Where did the outfit come from?
He had literally had perfect trim with like insignias on it. I was like... Come on, man. It was so bad. The people that liked it, like, I'm happy you liked it. I know a lot of people that, like, hated Last Jedi because it's not a Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Liked it just because it was, like, you know, changing everything that happened.
Fan service-y.
Yeah.
Got back to what they wanted.
I'm sorry. I didn't want 2 hours of an apology. I wanted something different.
Let's make a cool movie, man. Like they're supposed to be.
All right. So we got to give it a score, huh?
We do indeed. I simply for the fact that I can't really rank any Star Wars movie that low. I will give it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. I will also.
It's not Hobbs and Shaw bad.
Yeah, I'll give it a 4 just because of the nostalgia and the acting.
Mm-hmm.
So 4 out of 10 for me as well.
So save your money, guys, if you haven't seen it. I mean, it's a Star Wars movie. It's an event to go to the theater and see it, but it's going to come out on Disney Plus here pretty soon, and you'll be able to watch it for all that it's worth at that point. there's a lot more stuff from the Star Wars universe that I'm really looking forward to that hopefully is pretty good. But yeah, we'll chat about that as it comes.
All right.
I think it's time to go through all the movies. There has been 11 movies.
Happening.
Yep.
We're actually going to let this
11 total movies in the Star Wars universe, 9 of which were in the Skywalker saga, which just concluded with episode 9. But in the tradition of the RMR podcast, we will make fun of Wolf by saying we're going to start at the
end,
worst.
At the end and work our way to the best.
Not the ESPN power rankings way, but the other way. I'll go first. My least favorite of all the Star Wars movies by a long shot is Solo.
Okay.
It's got nostalgia in it, but it's just a bad movie overall. Some funny parts, but I'll give it what it's worth.
What was your score for Solo?
I'll give Solo a 3 out of 10.
Okay. Cool. All right. So my worst is I'm going to give it to Rise of Skywalker. I know a lot of people will disagree. To me, considering it was supposed to be the end all be all, it had to be better. It had to be better. I know everyone bitches about a couple of the other ones that we'll get into in a second. So my second worst would be Attack of the Clones.
Okay.
Clearly a terrible movie. But when I went to see it in the theater, I was definitely not as disappointed as I was when I saw this one.
When I was younger, it was a great movie.
Yeah, I didn't care about the love scene.
I didn't know what a bad actor was until I watched it later in life, and that's what Hayden Christensen is.
Yeah,
it's a terrible
he's
actor.
Really bad in that movie.
He is. Episode 2 is also my second worst.
Second worst?
Or number 10, if we're going down the list.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a 3.5 out of 10, slightly better than Soul.
I have it as a 4.
4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Because you gave episode 9 4 out of 10.
Correct. So, yeah. And then so my third worst, or the ninth ranked, is going to be Solo. So
okay.
And I have that as a 4 out of 10 too.
I put episode 9 Rise of Skywalker in that spot.
Yeah.
So it's my third worst or ninth.
Really, I mean, fuck, marry, kill with those three movies. Let's play it.
All right. Man, let's see.
Hold on. Okay. I'm not done. Picking a character from each movie.
Okay, yep, I got you.
So you're going to get, let's go, obviously, Hayden Christensen.
Okay,
or whatever
Anakin Skywalker.
Anakin. Yep. We'll go with his grandson.
Ben Solo.
Ben
okay.
Solo. And then let's go with Chewie. Solo.
You're going to think I'm crazy. I will kill Hayden Christensen. I will fuck Chewie. And I will marry Ben Solo,
well,
for sure.
Marriage Story was really good, so...
I haven't watched that yet, but that's coming.
Yeah.
That's fair. How about you're the same?
FMK? Yeah, there's no question about it. There's no choice.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Number 8 for me would be Revenge of the Sith.
Whoa.
It was a bloodbath, first PG-13 rated Star Wars movie ever. Hayden Christensen in his bad acting ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
The ending where Darth Vader breaks free of his restraints and yells no is the worst part of a Star Wars movie ever.
Sure.
Which is why it ruins it for me. So I would give it a 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Because the action is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And again, bloodbath. It's one of the darker of the whole series.
Got it. Yeah, so that's where we're going to kind of veer off here. So I have Force Awakens next.
Okay.
Not a bad movie. Like we talked about, I really love the first hour, but there's no denying that the second hour is, to me, probably the worst hour of the new trilogy.
They do a lot of things that are fucking very weird.
Very dumb. It's a different movie. It's just, it's campy. It's stupid. The stakes are low. I don't like the Rey having the powers immediately. There's not much I like about it. So from there, so I don't even know what number
that's
we're
number
on.
7.
Okay. I'm going to The Last Jedi next.
Oh, wait. Do you do a number 8?
That was my number 8.
Okay. So Force Awakens is number 8. This will be number 7.
So my 7th best would be the number 8 movie.
Last Jedi.
Last Jedi. Okay. I give it a 7 out of 10. I think it's the best of the new 3. After rewatching it, I don't really care what people think. It's the best movie.
Yeah.
Especially watching it alone as a movie itself. As a Star Wars movie, yeah, like I could see why. I would definitely rank it like a little bit worse, like with, because it's not fan service, like, mm-hmm. it goes against the grain a little, but it's definitely a lot better than the most recent one. That's
I
for
got
sure.
you. Okay. My number 7, and I give it a 7 out of 10, so you can start to see where I start to really like the movies again, is episode 1.
Okay.
It loses 3 points simply because of one character, and that's Jar Jar Binks. He's the worst thing that's ever happened to any... I keep saying that a lot. There's a lot of worst things that have happened. He's definitely it.
Yeah, he's the worst part of the...
Without it, that would probably be close to my number 1.
Because I would say top 3.
Darth Maul's fucking badass.
Duel of Fates.
Duel of Fates, like the best saber fight in the whole thing, without question. But again, just gotta hear that dude's voice all the time. Misa, Misa, all that bullshit. It's like Ben Stiller and Adam Sandler and Happy Gilmore with a Misa, Misa lady.
Yeah,
it's
no, like, I know. Horrible. So I'm going to put, that was your number 7, right?
Yes.
So my 6th favorite, I'm going to do Rogue One.
Okay.
I know it might be a little unpopular. I would give it a 7.5 out of 10. For me, it was good. I liked it in the theaters. I rewatched it. It wasn't as good as I remember. The last half hour is great.
It's hard to rewatch because you know what happens and you know where it's going.
So that does, but that does factor into it for me.
For sure.
Is the movie is not that great at a lot of parts of it. And you can tell that there were some issues with the reshoots and stuff like that. And like the tones kind of go back and forth. It's got a lot of good. I mean, it's a 7.5 movie. It's a good movie.
Right.
But it's not as good as I remembered it being. Mm-hmm. And all then
right. No, that was number 6.
6. Yeah.
I have Force Awakens. That's okay. Number 6. I give it a 7 out of 10. The reason it loses is because of Starkiller Base. The physics don't make sense. It's another Death Star powered by the sun. But if there's no sun, how does the planet survive? There's a lot. A science-y nerd like myself will not buy into that shit. But I was excited because it was bringing back Star Wars after such a long time. So
it was
still
a great,
kind of nostalgic for me.
That first hour in the theater was one of the best hours ever for movies. But yeah. So from there,
my number 5 goes to Last Jedi.
Okay,
I give it an 8 out of 10.
Whoa,
because
big spender.
Of Rise of Skywalker.
Okay,
it becomes infinitely better. The first 2 hours and 10 minutes are without question, maybe a 9.5 out of 10, because of the action, because of how they set it off. But it ends poorly. But yeah, number 5 for me.
Tight. All right, so my number 5 is going to be Episode 1. With a 7.5 out of 10 score, same as Rogue One. Again, it's probably one of my favorites without Jar Jar Binks. Rewatching it, the ending is great.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, it's definitely, the Duel of Fates is still my favorite Star Wars scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. I love Darth Maul pacing back and forth like a tiger while Qui-Gon meditates. It's like my favorite. Scene, I think it's like so ahead of its time too, as far as like a villain.
Yeah.
Ewan
McGregor as Obi-Wan is like,
he's great.
Perfect casting.
Yeah.
Thank God they're bringing him back.
Which he didn't really get to do much in that one, but that ending moment kind of
sets him up.
Yeah.
Yep. You see what skill he's got.
So from there, now we're kind of into what, the top four? Yeah. So for me, Revenge of the Sith.
Number 4.
Also a 7.5 out of 10. But it, like I said, this is like my favorite movies. I really do enjoy it. I think the last hour is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nonstop action. It definitely, like when I saw it in theaters, I thought it was like the best movie ever.
Yeah.
Rewatching it, it's like there's definitely some points that drag, and you really have to be on board with what's his name, Hayden Christensen, and the Emperor and the Palpatine, like those scenes. Which
it's Palpatine's best movie,
by
far.
I like those scenes.
How he reveals himself, and
it
really does come out pretty crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, that's probably my least favorite scene in the movie. Rewatching it is just how quickly he becomes Darth Vader.
Yeah.
Like they set it up so well, but then he's just like, "All right, I'll do whatever you want me to do." It just it wasn't that earned. And
my brother had a very funny theory about that too. Like he thought that Anakin got hurt, but he spent time like building the Darth Vader suit. It wasn't just like a one wing bang boom thing where he has a breathing problem. Like, how does getting burnt make you have a breathing problem? I don't really understand that part, because that was why he has the suit, so that he could survive. It didn't seem like he was like that hurt. So
I also
there's a lot of theory as to how that happened too.
I think two things that could have made it infinitely better. Rewatching it too, obviously the Darth Vader scream. But just the fact that when they have that fight scene at the end, rewatching it, why didn't Vader have a red saber? Because it's really hard to tell the difference between those two.
Yeah.
When they're fighting, you know, as computer characters.
Yeah, right.
So it seems strange to me that they made that decision to go with the blue and the blue. I mean, I know it's like his saber, but still, I think that they could have had a moment where he got the red saber, which would have been cool.
That makes sense.
But yeah, so into the top three.
Number four for me is Rogue One, but we talked about that. I think it's 8.5 out of 10.
You loved it, yeah.
It's a good movie overall. Yeah. Number three.
Yeah, so we're into the top three.
we only got three movies to choose from, and they're originals. All from literally the same era.
Yep.
My number three would be A New Hope.
Me too.
It's a 9.5 out of 10 for me.
Wow, 9.5.
Yeah,
I mean, as a movie or as a Star Wars,
everything.
As everything. Yep.
I've loved it since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. Literally, I was lucky to have older brothers who loved it too. Had all the toys. When it was coming back in the prequels, I couldn't have been more excited for something that was new. Whereas I was born after they were all done, so I had learned about them. I'd actually watched Return of the Jedi first. This is like a 2-year-old or a 3-year-old, so. I saw it weird, but once I understood the story, amazing. And just introing all the characters and setting up how it's going to be a trilogy, pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, rewatching it, there's definitely some campy, terrible things about it. One, like, I'm the biggest Mark Hamill fan. He's terrible in it. Like, he really is, which is fine. Like, he doesn't really need to be that great. Harrison Ford is incredible in it. Like,
great.
Like amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
You could tell like he was ready to bring something to that role. It seems like he kind of just went for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's just a lot of stuff. The cinematography, the music, obviously it's incredible.
Yep.
I have it as an 8.5 out of 10 just because, I mean, it's so hard to grade that movie cause it's 45 years old. So
very old. And considering they did mess up in the 90s when they redid a lot of the shit, like Greedo firing first.
And that's the hardest thing too.
I'm talking the original.
Yeah, which I couldn't even tell you what that was now.
That's crazy. I have it on VHS tape, like recorded off a laser disc. It's the old pirating.
So it's funny too. So I would say, so we're like scoring it. I would say that, thinking about it, it's probably like an 8.59. It's better than my number two as a movie, but I enjoy my number two more. So that's the way I was doing the list. Like my favorite movies, Return of the Jedi. I would say, again, it's like an 8.5 out of 10.
Okay.
Maybe even an 8, like rewatching it. Like, it's not necessarily the most technically sound movie, but I love it. Uh-huh. And that's like the one that was the first one I saw as a kid. That's the one I rewatched a million times with like Luke versus Darth Vader at the end. So for me, and the Ewoks, obviously, like, who doesn't like that,
right?
So for me, yeah, it's like not as good of a movie, but it's my second favorite.
So we flip flop on that one.
Yeah.
Empire Strikes Back is my second favorite, but it's a 10 out of 10.
Yeah.
And then Return of the Jedi to me is also a 10 out of 10. Yeah. So it's just all based on being young and watching it as a young.
Like you know that Empire is like a better made movie for certain parts. Like it's because it's considered like technically it's considered one of the best movies ever.
Not just a Star Wars movie, like, but ever. Like a movie.
So I guess completely. Like for me, I used to not really like it that much. It was probably my like third or even after Revenge of the Sith when I was like a teenager. But now, like, kind of appreciating a lot of the little stuff, like, it's definitely, like, I can kind
of
see.
Way ahead of its time.
Yeah.
In terms of, you know, the bad guys win.
Yeah.
We see a ton now where we root for the bad guys because we want them to win, like, a Sons of Anarchy or a Breaking Bad, where the main character is evil, like, literally a murderer.
Yeah.
And we want them to succeed. It's kind of the same idea, but just in 1980, like, literally.
It's so funny, too, and it's a shame that the Rise of Skywalker is so bad. No, it really is a shame because when Empire came out, like from what I've heard from, you know, my dad and others, like it wasn't liked, like it wasn't, people didn't enjoy it.
It wasn't the same time.
And Return of the Jedi never felt like it was like, oh, we're going to fix all this stuff. Right. Mm-hmm. Like it
was just the continuation of the story.
It just runs with it.
Yep.
So, yeah, I just feel like maybe 20 years from now, The Last Jedi would have been more appreciated if they had done a better ninth one. I really think these three new ones are just going to be like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they won't ever be considered part of the original six, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think they will be just because they follow the same story, but we're gonna not get nearly as good.
We are going to get a episode 10. Like, there's no doubt. No,
I don't think they could.
They will. With Rey and Finn and Poe, it won't be the Skywalker saga, but they would be insane not to call it episode 10. Because none of these other Star Wars movies are making money except for the saga. So,
I don't think the Skywalker saga continues if the way they ended it. Because if anyone, this is the biggest spoiler. Rey is a Palpatine. That's like what's crazy about episode 9.
I couldn't even talk about it. I don't see
Sheev, who's Emperor Palpatine, his name in this movie. Land was Land Pipe. Pipe back in, like, who knows, the Old Republic days or whatever. Made a kid. They had a kid. And is Emperor Palpatine is Rey's grandfather. Come on. That's crazy. But at the end, what's the Rise of Skywalker? We don't see Luke for more than 5 seconds on screen. Rey just decides to call herself Skywalker. And that is how the movie ends. And it couldn't be a more fitting ending to how bad the movie was. But
and I think that's how they named it. They were just like, all right. Well,
so you think they're going to take Rey and Finn and Poe and make more movies with
1,000,000%. I'm not saying it'll happen.
I hope they don't.
It would be really funny if that's the movie they announced next. But I'm pretty sure we'll get a... if they were smart, they would try to build worlds a little bit. So you would go in a completely other galaxy or whatever, maybe keep it in similar timeline so that then it could connect. Like, you have two or three movies with new characters that then can interact with these characters.
I think I know where you're going there. Disney and Marvel have been doing this for quite some time. It'll be another Avengers because it's a cash king.
But with Kevin Feige. Getting involved, I think that's what they should do if they're going to include those characters, which they are.
I'd be very surprised if they do, and I hope they don't, but who knows what Disney's going to be doing in the near future.
I can't wait for Kylo Ren to be the bad guy in episode 15.
No, because he's clearly not dead, because apparently no one can die.
No one can die.
Except Han Solo, which is pretty sad. And Leia now.
Well, Leia's back,
so whatever. Yeah, this is a disappointing end to an amazing set of movies, but overall, I'm still always going to be a fan of Star Wars, and I look forward to what they're going to be putting out, you know, in the future. And next time, I think we're going to get into a little of the new TV show they got out, Mandalorian. Yeah. A lot of Baby Yoda out there.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Well, I think that's going to do it is here.
That's our Star Wars episode. Long coming, but we hope you like it. Always remember to check us out on Instagram, Twitter, at RMR Podcast. Go on our website, www.rmrpodcast.com. Shoot us a note or check out where we're streaming. And always don't forget to rank us. We appreciate you.
See you in a couple months.
Bye.
That's a joke. We'll be back soon.
We'll be back soon.